This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Memorial Weekend. Monday is Memorial Day. Many of us see this on the calendar and think, what? School's out, going to the lake, camping, go visit family. What's going to be on the barbecue grill? What kind of fun are we going to have? It's Memorial Day. It's just sort of what happens in America. We take things that are so precious for granted. I would hope, amid all that fun, because everybody ought to have a little fun, that you'd remember that what Memorial Day, Decoration Day, as it was once called, because it was about decorating graves of fallen heroes. Memorial Day is about remembering. Remembering people who died while serving in the armed forces of the United States of America. So we could do all those fun things. It's about remembering those who died on Memorial Day. Two ways you can honor folks today. We're at the PetroServe USA location today, broadcasting live, exit 292 in Valley City. You stop by this location, and many have already this morning, in the last hour that we've been here, getting ready, having a fabulous breakfast, by the way. Oh, my gosh. So good. But you can call us, and I'd love to know what you're doing, where you are for Memorial Day, what various services are happening. There's a lot of them. I'd also like, if you know someone, anyone, that served in this country, a family member, a relative, a neighbor, whatever. You know someone, just give them a shout-out for Memorial Day. Give them a shout-out. If you've got a story about them, great, but just love to hear a shout-out. We have someone here at PetroServe USA that wants to say hi. What's your name, ma'am?
Bonnie Schilling.
Where are you from, Bonnie?
Fargo.
Well, nice to see you. I love your USA shirt.
Thank you.
Yes, you're ready for Memorial Weekend. Do you know or want to honor anyone that was a hero on this Memorial Day weekend?
Well, my husband's a Vietnam vet, so we always honor all the veterans as much as we can. And we're on our way now to take care of six cemeteries where our families are buried.
So. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that a Memorial Day weekend tradition for you?
It is, yes. We tried to go a little bit earlier because it gets so busy, but it just didn't work out this year, so we still do it no matter what the date is.
That's fantastic. And what a good thing to do.
Yes.
Does it take you a long time?
Well, it's about 250 miles to get there, and then it's about a 50-mile radius to go to all the cemeteries. So it takes us all day, but it's okay.
And, of course, your husband served with a whole lot of folks that lost their life.
Yes, he did.
Serving this country. Yes. And I always say on days like this, those from the Vietnam era deserve extra special recognition because they didn't get it when they came home.
Yeah.
Appreciate you stopping by to say hi.
Thank you.
Safe travels. Thank you. If you are traveling I-94, this is the stop. I mean, it really is between Bismarck and Minot. It's the stop. You can't even believe it. It's got it all. Tons of obviously pumps for trucks or cars. Car wash. My personal favorite is the food. And by the way, we have a $25 gift certificate for you from PetroServe USA. So we're going to help you put up with a little gas. So let's make sure that we give Bonnie a gift certificate and absolutely. We have a copy of Grassroots. I brought some copies of the book along. My personal favorite, Todd, you ready for this? So I get here this morning, kind of seeing where we're going to set up. Walk by the grill. They're throwing on thick slabs of bacon on the grill.
Aww.
Yeah, like right there. You don't think my mouth started watering at all? You don't think I'm like, So I ordered up a little breakfast, and it was fantastic. So, I go to PetroServe USA a lot when I'm traveling, Love the breakfast pizzas in the morning and, you know, hot stuff personal pan pizza in the afternoon, the 4 for $4 deal, all that. Fantastic. They have the free coffee for life club. They did really a lot of neat things. But this location has a full-blown, you know, grill restaurant, and it's they now are serving the best burgers on earth. We're going to be serving up some of those today as well. They're on special, so come on by, have a burger. Like the Valley Meats, fresh ground beef, hand-pattied, on the grill. Over here, caramelizing some onions, throwing that slice of cheese on just the right time, browning that wonderful homemade bun. I'm telling you what, the burger is fantastic. So come see us at PetroServe USA today. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 800-228-0550, local number 258-0550. We've had a busy week, obviously, out at the North Dakota Petroleum Council and North Dakota Mineral Rights Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, Bakken Now. And so haven't had a lot of time to get in as many calls as we like, so today I'm clearing the deck. We do have one guest later in the program, which you're going to love this story. The guest is someone who called this program when Congressman Kevin Cramer was on, told him a story about his father-in-law who died in an incident with a bombing in a ship during the Vietnam War that never was honored as a casualty of the Vietnam War because it was, I don't know, they said it was outside the certain combat zone, so name didn't go on the Vietnam Wall or anything. Congressman Kevin Cramer said, hey, I'm not familiar with it, but let me check into it. Let's go to work on it. And he yesterday was on the floor of the House announcing that all of the veterans from the Vietnam era, including the father-in-law of the gentleman, our listener who called in, will now be honored. Isn't that a way to kick off Veterans Weekend? Holy buckets, did I love hearing that. Fantastic. So we're going to talk with him a little bit. And folks, this is the power of radio. This is the power of radio. Television can't do that for you. Newspaper, you can write a letter, but nobody reads them anymore. You know, I mean, it just, where can you really make a difference? I'm telling you what, that's what this show is for. Whether it's with Congressman Cramer or Senator Hovind or Governor Burgum hearing your concern, or whether it's just calling us and, you know, we'll dig into it. Just letting your people are listening to this program. They're hearing you. So important part, important reminder there on how you can help. Let's go to Fenton, Minnesota, and Kay is on the line. Kay, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having this forum and giving folks the chance to honor these veterans. My story is about an old farmer neighbor of ours who has passed away now, but he served in World War II. And, you know, we think about the veterans that gave their lives, and we honor them. But the fellas that survived, they were gone for that period of their time in their lives and served in wars overseas. And they gave up something also. They gave up a life of being a husband and father, and in this case, that was true. This fella wrote back to a gal during the war, and I think he secretly hoped to eventually marry her when he returned, but she married someone else while he was gone. And he never married. He was a single man his entire life. And he was just a great man of honor, integrity, and sacrifice. And so for my little sacrifice to Alvin Ballas, I would like to give up my certificate to PetroServe and pass that on to the next caller. But Alvin Ballas is one really awesome man.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you for sharing that. And you're right. I mean, the many ripple effects there, without question. I appreciate you sharing that story.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Kay. Fenton, Minnesota. How about that? From there to Stokesville. Not sure I've been to Stokesville. Clyde, what's on your mind?
Well, good morning. Honor a hero today from Stokesville Community. His name was Boyd Mays. Killed in 1945. About this date on Okinawa, sniper bullet to the head.
You said about this date in 1945.
Approximately this date in 1945, yes. 19 years old. His family returned his body to the States. He's buried in Crystal, North Dakota, at the city cemetery.
And how did you know him?
He grew up in the house that I live in currently.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you knew him through others, or did you?
Well, I'm not old enough to have known him. I knew his sister quite well.
That's interesting. Do they honor him still, and others in Stokesville and Crystal and up in that neck of the woods?
Well, they name him at the memorial ceremony at the cemetery. Yes.
Oh, good. There's so many great ceremonies out there. They really are, and that isn't asking much to attend one of those. It really isn't. People should think long and hard about doing that. Clyde, that's fantastic. Thanks for sharing that.
Have a great day, everybody. Bye.
You bet. And by the way, if you stop by and see us at the PetroServe USA location in Valley City, we have a gift certificate for you, $25 from PetroServe USA. You can fill up with it. You can have feed the whole family or load up on some of the great attire they have here, or all the great specials right now, whatever you like. On the air, we're not able to give folks prizes today, but we do have them in hand. Valley City, exit 292. Come see us. But keep those stories coming. And if you have an event going on in your community for Memorial Day, please let us know.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft.
What's the name of our former producer, Todd? Kevin? Is that his name?
Yeah, why are we doing witchcraft for Memorial Day?
I don't know. Let's do this. Can we do taps the rest of the way? That'll wake everybody up and go, what the heck's on now? I want him to do that. I want him to lean in a little and say, Why are they playing Taps on the radio? There you go. That's what this weekend is all about. And that's played. What does it say? We're laying a hero to rest. And those that have served this country and died in the service of this country are honored this weekend at Memorial Day. If there is a Memorial Day event or service or something you're doing special, neat, maybe you'd like some more people there than are there normally, good way to do it is to get on the radio and tell the most listened to radio audience on the Northern Plains what's happening, and get some more folks there. You can do that by calling us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can text Todd or I. We'll pass it along. I'm at 701-367-2054, and Todd's at 226-8503. A word about the North Dakota Safety Council. I am going to ask you to think a little bit about workplace safety training, which the North Dakota Safety Council is the leader in. And they help us, along with the workforce safety and insurance folks, to spotlight training that is happening. If you want to practice realistic scenarios for confined space and high-angle rescues, this is industrial municipal rescues, practice it, which is rare. You don't want to miss the upcoming industrial rescue course that will take place at the North Dakota Safety Council. Beautiful campus in Bismarck. I'm telling you, that place is fantastic. And this is world class. It really is. Prior to that confined space training being available inside their safety campus, you'd have to go miles and fly and pay a fortune and everything else. So it's a good deal. 50-hour course. Practicing rescue techniques on the custom-built two-story training tower. And again, no other training facility like it in the upper Midwest. And learning the skills necessary to meet all of OSHA's guidelines for a competent person, rescue team, or rescue team member. For all the curriculum details or to register, ndsc.org, ndsc.org. Click the training registration icon. And I know, by the way, driver safety, mom, dad, it's summer. You want to make sure you're using the, you know, the kids are productive with their time, right? Driver training could save their life. NDSC.org. Check that out, okay? Memorial Weekend, our request of you is to help us honor veterans. And you do that simply by calling us at 258-0550, 800-228-0550, texting us, emailing us, either way. Todd, remind me the timing on the Veterans Cemetery event today. I know that's generally about the same time. They have a focus on a World War One effort this year, and they always have a little different focus. They have, of course, you know, that's where is probably the, safe to say, the premier Memorial Day celebration in the state, just because it is our state cemetery for fallen heroes. It's the place. What time are they doing that again today, Todd?
Today?
I'm sorry, Monday. Thank you.
I was going to say, I'm like, yeah. I didn't really wasn't aware of anything today. Yeah, 12 noon, and there's a procession of motorcycles that goes down there. If you're not past the corner going around to onto 1806 by, say, 11 o'clock, you may get behind the motorcycle, so I would highly recommend before 11 o'clock being on your way down there.
Exactly. So, and of course, Senator Hoeven, Congressman Kramer, Governor Burgum, I would assume Senator Heitkamp. I don't remember if I saw her on the list or not. I see the news really sore here, but usually, you know, all the elected leaders Daryl Dorgan is speaking this year on the World War One project.
Senator Eykamp is on the list.
Okay, so they're all coming there. So there you go. Check that out. But that's a good one. But we also want to know about yours. Let me take a few texts here. Taps would be appropriate if Hillary got elected. Oh, my.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not going to tie taps to... yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And texture
well,
says...
Well, if you're playing it for a different reason, it would be appropriate, but for a much different reason.
Texture says, maybe I should say taps would have been appropriate. Yeah. No worries. But we're not going there. Let's see, what else? Another fan of taps. It still gives me goosebumps and wet eyes. How can it not? How can it not? Interesting. Here's an email, or text rather, from a listener saying, concerning North Korea, most likely China is behind this delay, probably John Kerry, Obama, Joe Biden, and Mike Pence as well. I highly recommend Kimberly Strassel replace Ellen Radner. We don't need any extra liberal perspective. We get it 24/7 or 90% plus on our news. Ellen Radner is a Fox News contributor, if you've not seen her before, and quite liberal. A friend of mine does some reports for us on our Fargo.
Well, you have liberal friends?
I do, absolutely.
That might be a shock to some people.
No. No, I don't, you know, I don't dislike anybody. I don't hate anybody. I love all, I don't agree with liberals politically, but that means you don't like them, you know, dislike them as a person, I mean, at all. And I honestly enjoy conversing with them, reasonable ones, you know. Sadly, there's this Trump derangement thing going on now that's, you know, really moved a lot of people to a very dark place. And I don't know what it's about. I don't know. And I don't try to understand it, and it gives me the heebie-jeebies. So I try to stay away from it, but... anybody?
Heebie-jeebies?
Yeah, it kind of does. Jamie in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Morning, Scott.
Hello, sir.
Hey, just want to make an observation here. I've been at the same job in town here for over 20 years, and part of my job is that I drive around and deliver the product we make for about an hour or so every day. And... you know, I get to see the yard signs of what people, you know, I can tell which yards put out, like, you know, conservative yard signs and the liberal ones. And, you know, because a lot of these candidates don't say what their political affiliation is. But what I've noticed in most of these leftist yards that have these leftist yard signs is their seminary signs, Kelly Leben signs, Nancy Guy, and Lawrence King. So if anybody's ever wondering about those, my guess would be that those people are the leftists. I'm pretty sure about seminary. The only thing a conservative he ever did was show up at an NRA banquet and make a little speech. But
I don't think Mike's... what did you call him? What do you think he...
I think he's a leftist.
Yeah, I don't think he's a leftist.
Oof, I don't know about that.
Yeah, no, I mean, come on. You can't be in business and be a leftist for crying out loud. But anyway, take your point, Jamie.
Hi,
more coming up.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Morton, Dunn, Cass, Trail, and McHenry counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, Spearfish, South Dakota, and Albany, Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Students and other gun safety activists made a dramatic statement with marches all over the country, and now they're planning their next steps. With many of them heading back home, Parkland High School activist Emma Gonzalez told Face the Nation,
"This is not the end. This was just the beginning."
And Republican Governor John Kasich of Ohio, who was on State of the Union, agrees.
They got to keep it up. If they don't keep it up, those that want no change will just sit on their hands. They will never come out and say anything. They will just try to stall until the steam comes out of the kettle.
One person who doesn't want change to gun laws is Marjorie Stoneman Douglas student Kyle Kashup.
We saw that in Maryland, that a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun. The only way to stop an active shooter on campus is to have another person to eliminate him.
Kyle was on CBS's Face the Nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your...
I'm Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind. Let us know. From the art signs to heroes, we're talking about it all today on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550, the local telephone number. And folks can join us at the Petroserve USA location in Valley City and tell us about a hero. And if they know someone that died serving this country, even better. Or a Memorial Day celebration, even better. And we'll hand them a $25 gift certificate from PetroServe USA. Another gentleman here stepping up to the microphone to say hello. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Mark Wakefield.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm good.
I see by your shirt you're from Larimore.
I am, yes, sir.
That's a good part of North Dakota, by God.
Yeah. My son's competing at the state track meet there in Bismarck.
You're on your way.
That's where we're headed.
You made the right stop here.
I think so.
Isn't this an awesome community?
Oh, it is. It's excellent, yeah.
Unbelievable. Have you been here before?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a good stop. It really is. So I encourage folks, 292. You know somebody that served? You know somebody that died?
I actually served 20 years.
You served yourself?
Yes, sir.
Heck of a deal.
Yeah.
Where did you serve?
United States Air Force. I've been 7-8 different bases.
Is that right,
from,
huh?
From Europe all the way to Pacific, so, yeah.
Wow. And nobody more than a veteran knows about the veterans that didn't come home serving
Certainly.
This country, right?
Yes, sir.
I always say it's always amazed when you talk to veterans that they will you know, have a hard time even talking about some of the people that were left behind.
Yep.
Where were you?
My last duty station was Japan. I spent a year in Afghanistan running convoys from Kabul down to Kandahar, different locations.
Wow. Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Actually, Enduring Freedom.
Enduring Freedom, that's right. Yeah. That was Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Iraqi was Iraq. That would make sense. Well, interesting. Well, thank you so much for your service.
Thank you.
We have a gift card for you, and we appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks. Safe travels.
Thank you.
And good luck to your son. That's great. So great. That's for sure. Let's see here. I need to tell you about another veteran, Mark Thompson. Mark and Claudia Thompson and the team at H.A. Thompson & Sons, carrying on a tradition that started with the great-grandfather of Mark, Harry Albert. His dad, his son was Harry Albert. And his son was Mark Thompson. And
came back after serving the United States as an Air Force officer. Ended up getting the keys to the business, and H.H. Thompson & Sons continues on to this day, serving well in so many ways. From the little plumber that you remember all the way to now, commercial services, design, build, new construction, they do it all. And one of my favorite examples is because they're saving, getting close to 1,000 buildings now, real money by maintaining the mechanical heating and cooling systems. So you have a certain bottom line. They maintain it, get better life out of it, and when it needs to be replaced, they replace it. They're near you, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Quinner, Newtown, Minot, all throughout the region. Call them at 701-223-3393, 701-223-3393, hatandsons.com. Stop and see us in Valley City today at PetroServe USA. Tell us a story about a vet, and you have got a $25 gift certificate on us. If you have a grad in the family, we have a copy of Gary Thoreldson's book. If you haven't bought this yet, you should. Open Secrets of Success. Gary Thoreldson's story. Patrick McCloskey wrote this at the University of Mary Press. It's a great book and very, very, I think, inspiring to say you can really do anything you put your mind to. And good times and bad times will come, and he talks about all of that in here. But now he is North Dakota's most successful individual, if you count success as wealth. He's got more than anybody. Something I'll never have, but I hope I have a few other attributes, see? So there's other ways that we can be successful. Anyway, great guy and a great book, Open Secrets of Success. Stop by and pick up a copy. Okay, let's go to Joan in Detroit Lakes next with a story about a veteran. Joan, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, Scott. I'd like to honor my neighbor, George Peters. He's 84 years old. He's an ex-Green Beret. He joined the Army when he was just a skinny 16-year-old off the farm in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And he was in Korea in 51 and three tours of Vietnam. He was with the U.S. contingent that guarded former Nazi deputy Rudolf Hess in prison in West Berlin in the 70s. And he played chess with Rudolf every night that he was on tour there. He's an unbelievable man and my hero. He's also responsible for inaugurating the Veterans Memorial Park in downtown Detroit Lakes. What I admire him the most is he has a wife that is handicapped with MS, and he does her total cares and keeps her at home. He's just an unbelievable man, and let me tell you, he's still the Green Beret. Nobody messes with George in our neighborhood.
Still protecting and serving, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Whenever I have a problem with one irate neighbor, he says, Joan, I'll take care of it. And he does.
Come on, there's no irate neighbors in Detroit Lakes. Everybody's happy
with
that big, beautiful lake
out there. Oh,
well,
this is just one guy that gives me a hard time. I mean, George takes care of it. I don't have to deal with it.
Oh, I love it. I'm so glad you told a story about it and honored him, and I'll bet he's got a few stories, too.
You should have him on your program. He's an unbelievable speaker. He goes around and speaks to a lot of the veterans groups, and he can tell stories after stories. It's just unbelievable.
Can you give Manny his telephone number? And we'll give him a call. We'll ask him if he'd like to come on.
Oh, yes.
Hang on one sec, Joan, okay? Just hang on one sec. We'll get him on. I love the idea. Love to have vets on. Anytime, absolutely. If you got a family member that's a vet, tells a good story, I'm telling you, I'll talk to him all day long. Love that idea. So hang on, Joan, if you would. And Manny, if you would just find out George's telephone number, maybe get his last name there so we can give him a jingle. We'll do it today. See if he has somebody he knows that did not come home. You know, I had the honor of being a part of the honor flight effort. I had a colleague at WDAY when I was there by the name of Tracy Briggs, and she saw a television news program one day and came in with this idea. So I was the radio general manager at the time, and my boss was the director of broadcast. He did the television side, and three of us met, and she said, I want to do this. And, you know, my boss said, we're going to find a way. You know, let's just do this. He was just like, do it, go, dream, figure it out. And it started as an effort to bring North Dakota heroes to the World War II memorial that hadn't seen it. You know, the greatest generation, the World War II vets, to see the memorial built in their honor. And I went on, I forget how many trips, 3-4, at least. And, I mean, big 757s chartered out of Fargo into Washington, D.C., taking them everywhere. And by the way, you should know, I would always make sure that they connected at the time with Senator Conrad, Senator Dorgan, Congressman Pomeroy, I think was gone towards the end of those. But, it never was a partisan thing to me. To me, it was just like, hey, our members of Congress, our government should honor these guys. Anyway, we would, you just did many things. But the most telling thing, obviously, was being at the memorial, having them see all those names, all those stars, that represented the names of those that had fallen, and shook them to the core. I'll never forget conversations with some of these awesome vets flying home about what it meant to them to see that. One guy told me, a tear streaming down his eyes, I'll never forget. I'm sitting next to him on the plane. He's looking out the window, beautiful sunset. And he turns to me, and tears are streaming down his eyes, down his cheeks. And he said, I can die now. I said, well, why do you say that now? He said, because I properly honored those we left behind. I can die now. And I often wonder how many of those guys are gone. I imagine most of them are over that, time frame. But unbelievable. Really unbelievable. We can't forget, folks. That's just disrespecting them to forget and think this weekend is about, hot dogs and cleaning up the lake. It really is. Myron and Crosby, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 258-0550. What's on your mind, sir?
I got a World War II story about you. There was a guy we called Uncle Sam. He was my dad's cousin. He got captured by the Japanese in 1940, before the war even broke out. He was on Corregidor building a airstrip. He was a prisoner of war for 6 years. He actually went back to Hawaii, I think it was in 1985, and met some of the guards and reunited with some of the other POWs. That man did not have a bitter bone in his body, and he spoke about beating them guards, and he had nothing but praise for them. He finally got the Purple Heart in 1995. And I'll tell you what, it was an honor being part of that program. He was a great man. He was like 5'5", and he weighed maybe 170, 180 pounds when he went in. He was 70 pounds when he got out of the prisoner of war camp. He went on the Bataan Death March and survived that. He died about, I think, 10, 12 years ago. But what a wonderful man he was. He was a farmer here. And us kids are honored to be able to call him Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam. Why did it take so long in the Purple Heart, out of curiosity?
One of the local congressmen, one of the congressmen here finally got the ball rolling on that. Because I think I was commander of the Legion at the time. And we kind of got the ball going through the Legion, and the Legion contacted, I forget who it was, but one of the congressmen, I think, got the ball rolling to get him the Purple Heart. And we probably had over 1,000 people at the local gym here at the high school in attendance of that program.
Pretty amazing. Great story. Appreciate you sharing it.
You bet.
Thanks, Myron.
And hi, Todd. Hi, Todd from Myron up in Crosby.
Hi, Myron. How you doing?
Pretty good. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Myron. We appreciate you. Thanks a bunch. Texter says, you can't be in business and be a leftist. Nick, speaking of my little response to a listener earlier about Mike Seminary. The caller called Mike Seminary a leftist. I said, I don't think he's a leftist. I said, for one, he's in business. Most Texter says, you know very well there's plenty of leftists who are millionaires and billionaires. True. That's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's for sure.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins, and I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. ACE promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The fallen today on What's On Your Mind. Help us do that, would you? By
calling in a story about someone you know, could be family member, could be neighbor, could be whatever, somebody you know that served this country. Even if it's just to say their name, where they served, where they're from. That's a way to say, thank you, I salute you, doing our part on Memorial Day weekend. Simple as that. Other ways to serve, other ways to salute those folks as well, and that could be at some of the many events that are happening wherever you're at. If you know of something happening in your town, too, let us know. Love to talk about that. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number locally at 258-0550. And what else? I guess you could email us if you like. My email is scotth@flagfamily.com. scotth@flagfamily.com. You can also go to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Should more to remember. Watford City would be a good place to be this weekend. They have that great Veterans Park downtown. It's beautiful. And events going on there as well. But the enormous beauty. It was fun talking to Ryan Zinke this week. Ryan Zinke, the Secretary of Interior, the Trump cabinet member that was at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Spent 4 days here this week. Trump cabinet member, 4 days. Saw all kinds of things. And he confirmed. Now, this is the man in charge of the National Park System. And I didn't bait him with this. I said, so where'd you go in the park? Oh, North Unit, South Unit, all over. We saw it all. Oh. Where's the best view? I don't know that I've ever seen a view as breathtaking as that North Unit. Secretary of the Interior told moi right here. Moi stands for what, Todd? Moi, French for... Since you know me,
you're slobbering all over your microphone today.
You and me and the French, you know, we're kind of tight. Told me that very thing. So if I were you, I'd go up and find out if he was right or not. And I'd stay at one of the participating hotels where you tell them best of the West rate, and they say, oh, the rate was going to be this, our lowest rate, but we're going to take it down 10% from that. And then just take it all in. Take it all in. I'm going to be up there for Rib Fest. But that's not till August. It feels like 100 years from now. I'll be up there for sure before then, but put Rib Fest on your calendar. The VIP tent, the great concert, the Main Street Plus ribs, the Cody Charles Band, Craig Morgan, Party After Dark with Waylon. 15th Annual Best of the West, Friday, August 10th in Watford City. Home Fest is coming up here in a few weeks, June 22nd, 23rd. Family, friends, food, activities, a lot of fun. Welcome home, all those returning to Watford City. So pretty cool. Come on up. Let's enjoy that beautiful community. McKenzie County, of course, the epicenter of oil and gas development. That's some text here I need to get to. One asking me about the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference takeaways. I'll go back to that in a minute, but the phones are ringing here, so I want to keep going with these. John in Bismarck, what is on your mind?
Yes, one thing I'd like to bring to the light of the people listening to this program is that they we raise our children, and we go through 20 years, sometimes 18 years, in bringing these children up. And they don't ask. See, these people who abort their children, they have no children as to ask to serve the country. It's our children who raise our children. We are the ones who they ask to go into the armed forces and to set their lives down for the rest of the country. It's never these people. They don't. They're very selfish people. They're self-interested only in themselves. And so a lot of them, they abort their children, and they don't bring them into this world. And they're not here.
All right, John, appreciate that comment. I think... I'm just going to keep going. A lot going on. We'll see if anybody agrees, disagrees, whatever. Gary in Sturgis, what's on your mind today?
Good morning from beautiful Sturgis. It's 79 degrees, sunny skies here. Just wanted to mention that besides having the motorcycle rally here, the Harley-Davidson rally, we do have a very good and superb Veterans Administration medical facility just east of town here, a mile or two east, and A lot of veterans know about Fort Meade here east of Sturgis, but I don't think the rest of your audience knows about that. In addition, Mr. Ryan Zinke, or the Cabinet Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zinke, will be out at the Black Hills National Cemetery just a mile or two east south of town here and, on Monday morning. And
how about that? We brought him to the neighborhood, and he's headed down to South Dakota. That worked out just good. Did not know that. So thank you for that, Gary. Appreciate that. Hope folks take that in. Go talk to the fellow. I really enjoyed him. A wealth of knowledge. More come up from the PetroServe USA location, Valley City. Some great specials here today. Tell you about that when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.